I am the creative type.
Is that
I'm
true?
Very left brain. And actually, speaking of left brain, Big Fatty showed us a little of his left brain there.
He
showed us a lot more than his left brain. Let's put it that way. Yeah, right in the middle of Tomorrowland.
It was balls galore.
Oh, dear. God. Right in the middle of the noodle station.
In front of a grandmother and her granddaughter.
Yes.
Sent them running.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael said, my eyes are burning.
My eyes.
And Larry Clyde just went the complete opposite direction as far around the whole situation. Well,
almost as if
could.
That's happened to him before, like in a mall, and he's been arrested with.
Oh, I mean, he probably sees Big Fatty's balls on a daily basis. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, once in my lifetime is quite enough.
Yes,
well, we were sitting at the party on Sunday, and they were just like there.
Just hanging out, yes.
And he had no idea.
Yeah, they're on the Gay Days blog.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the warning.
It's a
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thanks for the warning.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 357 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty his... And I'm going to talk about several different podcasters. Yeah, that should be fun. And by fun, I mean, well... Hi, oh, no. How am I supposed to do this? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Nothing like fucking it up early, y'all. Y'all, since I've already fucked it up, let's do this.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Y'all, at the coal mine today, there was a luncheon, and they had a speaker there, and they talked about the 2010 census. And Big Fatty picked up a little flyer, if you will. And, y'all, it seems the slogan that for the 2010 is the 2010 census, it's in our hands. And there's something else about a new portrait. It's a new portrait of America or something like that. But, y'all, I thought I'd let you know that the key timeline dates are right now in the spring. Census employees are going door to door to update address lists nationwide, and then in the fall of 2009, there will be recruitment beginning for census takers to support the peak workload. Y'all, who knew that there would be a peak workload? And then, do you know when Census Day is? Well, it is April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 2010. And it seems like that day is important. That was the day Larry Clyde started work, at April Fool's Day. And then from May to July 2010, census takers will visit households that did not return a questionnaire by mail. Oh, wait a minute. February to March, census questionnaires are mailed and delivered to households. And then December 2010, by law, the Census Bureau must deliver the population count to the president for apportionment, and by... March of 2011, by law, the Census Bureau has to complete delivery of redistricting data, to the states. But y'all, there's a website if you want to go over there to it, and it's got this annoying countdown clock on it. The website is 2010census.gov. That's 2010census.gov. So go over there and take a look at it. And I look to see how many surveys were going to be sent out, because, you know, in the 1980 there were 80 million surveys sent out, but I couldn't find it anywhere. But go over there if you're a census geek like my brother. Okay, y'all, I started to tell you yesterday about an invitation I had gotten, and you know, I don't know if I've talked about this a whole lot, but Big Fatty has two younger brothers, and one is 3 years younger than me, and the second one is 6 years younger than me. I'm the old motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker.
And my middle brother is celebrating his 50th birthday on the 10th of July, and his wife is celebrating her 50th birthday on the 11th of July. Now, also during 2009, on the 2nd of June, they celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary, and on the 10th of August, which is Big Fatty's birthday, y'all, mark it on your calendar. I'm not going to even give you time to get a pencil and write it down. You know, that's just something you'll have to do on your own. It will be my brother's 20th year of being in business for himself. So, anyway, I've gotten an invitation to a hoot nanny
at the East Hampton Clubhouse.
And on the 11th of July. So, what I'm saying is Big Fatty may be going to Atlanta the weekend of the 10th through the 12th. And if I do that, y'all, I might take an extra day and, you know, hang out with Frank from Atlanta and whoever else might be interested in an adult beverage or going to Flex. Okay. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, we had the Super B who was on yesterday's show, you know, with that phone call, and Michael, who they're the host, and then that British, that English John was over there, y'all. And y'all, there's been something that I've been meaning to talk about since the gay days. And y'all, that English John, he's just weird, y'all. He's weird. Y'all, we were at, where were we? We were at the Boma dinner, and then we went outside and looked at the animals. By the way, go over to the Pod Is My Co-Pilot site and watch their video of the Gay Days weekend. It's a very good video. It is a very good video, and I highly recommend that. So, anyway, we're out there looking at the giraffe, and, you know, we're making plans to go over to the boardwalk area down at Disney, which is nowhere near the Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, and I'm not going to even touch that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, and if you don't, then think about mayonnaise. But anyway, y'all, so we're getting ready to leave the African resort, and that English John goes, well, shall we all meet over at the port cashier? And I went, what? He goes, you know, the port cashier. Shall we meet at the port cashier? And I'm going, what the fuck is a port cashier? Y'all, I've never in my life heard the term port cashier. Well, in my country, the port cashier, y'all, it's evidently the portico at the Boardwalk Hotel, or the what are those people called that park your car? The valets. The valet is the port cashier. And y'all, I've never fucking heard of the term port cashier. So y'all, at some point during the rest of the week, somehow, all of a sudden I've turned into Thurston Howell the Third. Bring it up in a conversation that, shall we meet at the port cashier? Or I've got to run by the port cashier and retrieve my Mercedes, or something like that. Y'all, it's just fucked up. You know, they have all those weird fucking words over there, like the boot. You know what a boot is? You know, boot is something I put my foot. I put my foot in a boot. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. Anyway, boot is a trunk of a car. And you know what a torch is? It's a flashlight. And a lift is a elevator. And, you know, they're just fucked up over there. You know, But y'all, but you know, they have mushy peas. Now, if you don't know what mushy peas are, go over there and goggle it. Y'all, it looks like something that was scooped out of a fucking baby with diarrhea's diaper. I mean, it is the nastiest, vilest shit you ever heard. Or heard, or seen, or smelled. God, it's just vile. Y'all, I was listening to that Big Gay Sex Show, because, you know, Big Fatty's behind. I'm very far behind on things. And y'all, I'm listening to that, and they're talking about the boys from the That's What She Said. Now, y'all, they are over there in the Californias, and that Ricky from the Monkeys, he was down there at the Gay Days, but I think he left before that English John started talking about the pork cashier, because he had a trick. It was a hot trick. Miguel, I think, was his name. And I don't know how much Ricky had to pay him. But anyway, they're over there talking about the That's What She Said boys over there. And, y'all, they give Ricky a hard time. They've got a website entitled Sorry, Ricky. And it's just vile. Y'all, it's just vile, the things they have on there. But it's perfect for the title Sorry, Ricky. But anyway, over there, they're talking about the That's What She Said podcast, and Ouija, who is one of the hosts with that Matt from the Spanking the Dead Corpse, B. Arthur, or it may be Spanking Betty White now, I don't know, or Rue McClanahan. Anyway, he says, but Ouija, who is kind of Norwegian, kind of like Rosen Island, you know. He goes, "Are there hardy hardy her? That's what she said? Or are they in Big Fatty's stable?" And I'm like, "Big Fatty's stable? I didn't know that Big Fatty had a stable." But y'all, evidently, Big Fatty has a stable as far as Ouija, a hardy whore. All of a sudden, I've turned into the Swedish chef. Well, that's all right, because he's Swedish. But I didn't know Big Fatty had a stable. So, y'all, who else is in Big Fatty's stable? I didn't know. Did anyone else, perhaps the pork cashier, knew about Big Fatty's stable? I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, there ain't shit on television. However, I do have a couple of things I want you to put in your TVs. And one of them comes on, let me just look here in the latest TV guy, because I know how y'all love for me to look at a magazine while I'm doing this show. First of all, that fucking I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here it's just the dumbest fucking show on television, although I do like the Sanjaya. But y'all, the Eli Stone on Saturday night is coming back for 4 weeks. Because that's the end of the show. They've not renewed it, and they should have, because it was one of the best shows on television. But Eli Stone returns this Saturday night at 10, 9 Central. I don't have any fucking idea what time it comes on in the area of the That's What She Said boys. They're in the Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area. But anyway, Eli Stone has got the final four episodes that have not aired are going to start airing this Saturday night. And then, y'all, there's several shows that are getting ready to start up. The Real World Cancun. I used to watch The Real World, but, y'all, they just became annoying. Even though there's a picture of a really cute boy, it looks like four girls and four boys this time. I thought they only had seven. It was always a guess to see if they were going to have four girls or four boys and three girls or whatever. And then there's that new show on the HBO called Hung, and it's about a ballsy comedy of a high school gym teacher who's packing something far bigger than ambition, and he's cocky enough to use it to make some cold, hard cash. So, y'all, if you get the HBO, Big Fatty does not get the home box office. So, anyway. But, y'all, there's another new show starting, I think it's this Sunday, called Merlin. And Big Fatty has added Merlin to his TiVo. And it's about that magician from Harry Potter days. And So you might want to go over there and consider watching that one also, because y'all, they ain't shit on. However, I did read somewhere on the interwebs, and I'm gonna goggle it right now because I want to get this right. That the Big Brother 11 is starting. Well, I've given you a starting date, but it seems like there was something new that was just recently added. Is I think that they're gonna have 12 house guests this time. There was talk that there was only gonna be 10, but I think they're gonna have 12. But they're not gonna announce who they are until the first week in July, which is just, you know, not too far away, 2 weeks away. And then that, I think it starts up, it probably starts up when I'm ready to go to Atlanta. Yeah, I think it starts the 9th of July. And it's going to be on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I think that's right. So, at least when the Big Brother starts, you know, big fatty lover, Big Brother! Big Brother! Y'all, I found a website today called iMeme. iMeme. And y'all, they had all kinds of Disney World music, and they had the talking from the what is that thing called? The monorail. They had that on there, and it's Alejandro, bienvenido, mantenga, por favor. And I think that means get your ass in the monorail. I could ask Ricky about that because y'all he speaks Spanish. So anyway, oh, the Big Brother has come up now, and it is saying, call off your plans for Big Brother 11 and Coco. What? Oh, that's because they're not doing the other one. Summer 2009. Here it is. Oh, no. Wait a minute. That's not it. Y'all, I tell you what. While I take a look at this, why don't we do this? Hi, it's international internet celebrity Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com, and you're listening to Pride48.com. Lord, y'all, the things this Pride 48 makes us do. Y'all, Big Fatty is much too big of an international internet celebrity to have to do these promos. That's a Big Fattyism for commercial. And y'all, if you want to know more about Big Fatty, then you can go. Oh, y'all, I'm a little gassy today, by the way. You can go to BigFattyOnline.com. Now, you don't have to use the www, but you do have to use the online. That's BigFattyOnline.com. Weekdays here on the Intertubes. Me. Y'all, you probably thought that was going to be Mystery Lane Music or something like that, but y'all, that is Big Fatty's commercial for the Pride 48, which is coming up. It's coming up not this weekend, but next weekend. But y'all, I got big news about this weekend, and I'm going to give you that tomorrow on Thursday. So you can, oh dear Gussie. Because y'all, today is Wednesday, and there's really only one thing you need to remember on Wednesday, and that is the Big Balls. They are back. They will be here tonight at 8, 7 Central. And again, don't know what fucking time it comes on out there in the San Diegos or the Sacramentos or all those other places. So, anyway, y'all, I heard from Brian from Boston today, and he is embarrassed. He is thoroughly embarrassed that he has forgotten to send Big Fatty his surprise box. He said he saw it sitting on the table, and I told him, Big Fatty is going to call you out, and you know what he said when Big Fatty said that? He said,
thanks for the warning.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.